song. It's really a great
holds up. It holds up.
It really does.
It holds up, man.
Better than the simply the best. The one from Karate Kid doesn't hold up as well.
You're the best.
You're the best.
The best, yeah.
The best around. Never let them go on to take you down. Right. That little Oriental guy sure could fight, though, right?
Yeah.
Buddy?
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. Happy Monday.
Which guy could fight?
Mr. Miyagi. Oh. I loved Elizabeth Shue. Remember she was hot.
She was hot as fuck.
She was hot. Adventures in Babysitting?
Yeah.
When she was in fucking Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. She's a whore?
Don't jerk off to that.
She's a whore.
I didn't call her a whore. I called her a prostitute or a hooker.
Yeah, I'll try to be
honest. She wasn't a whore.
When they're dead, they're whores. they're escorts while they're alive. That's from Archer, by the way. I can't steal that, but, you know.
It's from Arthur?
Arthur. Oh. When I kill you, you're going to be... Listen, it's terrible.
Who's Archer?
Or is that cartoon show was on FX? It was really funny.
Brian listens to it. That's it.
Yeah, listen to it. Right, exactly. Tell me, Mother, what's going on.
He quotes a marcher at his dinner parties in Park Slope.
I thought I was watching.
She's a hooker. She's a whore when she's dead. Yeah. Right?
It's the potatoes.
I had a big... it's so funny. We had a big dinner party actually Saturday night. Me and my 14 people, no big deal. But we had...
Catered?
No, I had my friend, my buddy help me. I have one of those stoves that has, it's a commercial grill and has a grill in the middle. So I grilled all these steaks. And I made chimichurri sauce in them. But I fucked up. This is a real blind guy mistake. I thought I was putting heavy cream in the mashed potatoes. I put heavy whipping cream. Everyone's like, these are really sweet. Mashed potatoes are sweet.
And what's your secret? Yeah. I'm blind.
I'm blind.
I'll tell you what, I use whipped cream. That's why they're sweet. That's no surprise here, folks.
Nobody supervises you when you're mixing?
No. Not that part. I was kind of
they're all watching Archer.
That'd be a funny It'd be a funny show, a blind cooking show.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Put in this much.
Gordon Ramsay's fucking.
Yeah.
Someone hand me the goose.
Blind.
I'm ready to stuff the goose, sir.
Because those cooking segments are always lame. Because they're always like, you put a little bit of this. It's always like they don't measure it. They just put in by how much, by feel or
There's
by
the
look.
Galloping Gourmet. Remember that English guy? He's like a real fag.
How old are we, 80? The Galloping Gourmet?
I have no idea what he's talking
about. Cabin Kangaroo, huh? That guy. That was on the edge. He was a real perv.
Little rascals, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, that little guy?
Oof.
The little black guy?
Speaking of little, big black guy, I took the A up here, transferred to J Street, in case you don't know. Yeah. And there was this giant black guy, and he was sitting there, and he was, like, sleeping, and he was huge, but he was on those three chairs. So I was like, I just sat down. I figured, why not? And I sat down, and then, like, this other black guy, like, was standing there in front of him, and I guess he kicked his foot. So the guy stands up and shoves him, and he goes, you hit my foot! I did what any man would do. I ran right up that car. We were pulling in a high street.
And who yelled at who? The guy sitting?
This lumbering giant was, like, sleeping on the train like this. And I don't know if he was homeless or just tired or whatever. So I sat, like,
Almost
one seat away from him. And he was pretty harmless. He was just sleeping. But he had huge feet. And
you know what that means.
Yeah, big cock. And so I like I was
women vouch for the big cock thing.
Plus long skinny fingers.
No, it's more you can go all the other ones, but it's really the big feet, big cock.
Imagine you have one guy on the planet's got like a size 7, but you have a 9-inch dick. You're like, no, like give me a chance.
I'm just saying, women vouch for that theory.
Right.
Nothing else really holds up. Except the big foot, big cock.
Yeah, this guy. So then this
just
other guy.
Being black. If you're black, you usually have a big cock.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm saying, like, if the guy's black and he's a big foot, he has a gigantic cock.
Yeah.
And maybe he's resting because he's been fucking all night.
Yeah, exactly.
Using that
what
big,
else do you do riding on the
using
A-train?
Using that big cock on a Sunday night.
Working his way through some white pussy all night.
Yeah, all night. Just
taking a nap.
Yeah, just dreaming about white pussy.
White pussy.
He was at Brian's fucking party for Saturday night, just ripping
through
them
pussy. Sweet potatoes.
Motherfucker.
He didn't even bring a bottle of wine. I'm all angry at him. I'm such a fag, too, because all my friends said, what can we bring? And I said, I want to do like an Argentinian theme, so bring a Malbec. How gay am I?
Malbec's good. I like Malbec. Man,
absolutely. Get down there. Niggas fucking don't front.
So what happened?
The guy got up. The other guy touched his foot. I watched the whole thing happen peripherally. I'm listening to the radio, and I'm like,
God, didn't happen in front.
And it happened. And, well, I would have seen it.
And so the guy woke up and yelled at the other black guy?
Shoved him.
Like, he got up and shoved him?
He goes, don't touch my feet! And shoved him.
Another black dude.
Yes, we were pulling into high.
Holy
black
fuck.
Dude was like, he was like a house one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He wasn't like
he was going to his job.
He's going to a job. Yeah, he had a cardigan on. It was a black guy with a cardigan. So, you know,
was it?
He deserved to get pushed then. Fuck him.
Yeah, it was like It was all like a kind of a, like the tight cotton cardigan, and he's kind of like a black hipster guy.
Oh, no wonder, no wonder he wanted to fuck up the guy because he was such a cock.
We're pulling into High Street. I jump right off that car. I'm like, yeah. I'm not. I don't want to be on page 7 of the Post tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. High Street too.
Yeah, I was spooked. So, Brian, how you doing? How's your love life?
I'm good.
How's... Where do you go up?
My love life is good.
You know you're fighting today.
Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea. I heard about it when I came in. Is this a good idea?
Look.
You tell your wife?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's going to watch at 5:30 on compoundmedia.com.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's free. It's 3 1-minute rounds. Like, honestly, if Gina had a hammer and bashed my brains in, he'd be doing me a favor.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm really, like, dead inside. Like, I just don't care. Yeah. And I really don't like him, so I'm going to really try and hurt him.
Mm. If you could, so see, we'll if you see. Can see him,
it'll be good. Yeah, just put
It'd
me.
Be
in
great
direction.
If you. Maybe you should bring a hammer.
Maybe if he
I'll
comes,
just be, I'm just gonna be flailing like
yeah, like a helicopter. Like a windmill. Just fucking...
That's how drunk people always fight. Drunk people at bars, they never. If you know how to box, you can beat the fuck out of anybody. Because when people fight at bars, they're just roundhousing.
Yeah,
and
it's usually a big overhand right.
Yeah, and then they miss, and then they one guy grabs the other guy. But if you can really just know how to fucking throw a punch,
yeah.
Like from here to the guy's
move,
face,
move.
to the guy's face. Mm. Shout out to the fucking. I was watching the fucking NCAA yesterday. You see the fucking.
I saw the highlights of
the second game. Oh, it was a fucking great game.
What happened?
You see it, Jim Stansel?
Yes, sir.
The fucking Duke game. I was like when Duke loses, but that was fucking sweet.
Yeah.
That was fucking sweet. They don't even have water at Michigan State. Right? Because it's near Flint, right?
Point,
they have all fucking rust in their fucking water and shit. These black guys can barely fucking eat. And, And then they beat Duke, the pretty boys from Duke, even though they're all black. Right, they're but, all you know, still.
Right.
It's Duke versus Michigan State. Michigan State's real fucking grunge. Yeah.
So, all right. Did you?
Oh, no, it was a great game. No, I haven't watched a game all season. I made my son watch it with me. And then he got bored, but I'm like, I just said after the game, I go, that's a fucking great game. I got my money's worth.
Duke almost lost in the previous game, too. They lost.
Yeah, but this was like, Michigan State has a very good coach.
Yeah.
And he's like, my wife's like, didn't he get in trouble for, isn't that where they have all the problems with the gymnastics coach? I go, yeah, well, everybody has problems. I mean, it's true. It's like, if they closed everything and had problems, everything would be closed. So the coach at Michigan State, he's a great coach. I mean, the only way you're going to beat fucking Krzyzewski is by being a great coach, because he's a great coach,
yeah,
and he has the best player, so...
Yeah, but isn't that hard to coach Duke? Because I think I could coach Duke. You get
five. Oh, it's hard to coach. It's hard to coach good players.
Is it?
Yeah, because they don't want to play. They don't want to play in a system, right, Brian?
I mean, like, you see
that's
that,
a good point. Yeah,
that's what they always said about Phil Jackson. You know, yeah. they said, well, you have to manage the
fucking ego.
I mean, in college is not that bad, but in pros definitely. But like Pat Riley. I mean, Pat Riley was a good coach because what he did with the fucking Lakers. I mean,
yeah.
Fucking Kareem. Kareem's a fucking asshole from all reports.
Yeah.
And then Magic Johnson got fucking his first coach fired at the Lakers after they already won a title. He goes, get him. He ran him out of town.
Yeah. You see, he got his first coach fired.
I see what he's saying because he's got AIDS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy looks healthier than anyone on planet Earth.
He's doing. I mean, Magic Johnson should be president. The guy's a that guy's a winner. The guy has AIDS. He's like, I don't care. I'm opening a new movie theater. The guy's fucking amazing.
His wife didn't even divorce him after that.
I know. How big is that? How big is his feet? His feet. I can't even talk.
Maybe he was on the
A train. His cock is so fucking gigantic.
Was
even with
Magic Johnson on the A train this morning?
Even with AIDS, she's like, I'll fuck that AIDS cock. Yeah. It's so sweet. It's such
little
a big.
Fucking...
No, he must have a gigantic cock. But I mean, the Magic Johnson story is like amazing. They kept showing him in the fucking in the stands because he was in the stands the whole game. And because he went to Michigan State, yeah. But I'm sure he closes all the deals to get the recruits to Michigan State because nobody wants to go to fucking Lansing, Michigan.
No.
I mean, when you can go anywhere you want.
Go to fucking...
Yeah, you're going to go to Florida.
California, UCLA.
Yeah, where the bitches are. And where they have fucking water that doesn't have rust in it.
I heard that it was a problem yesterday because the power went out for a minute and nobody could find Magic Johnson until he smiled.
That's not true at all. I don't know where you're getting your reports. Is that Yahoo News? So anyway,
Yahoo.
No, but Magic Johnson, I mean, the guy was one of the best five basketball players. Then he got AIDS. Then he's like the best businessman. He's a better businessman than like Jordan. All these
part of the Dodgers too.
Yeah. He's the guy. The guy is. It's amazing. Yeah.
He's like, you want any butter in your popcorn? And you're like, I know, I'm good. I'll just have it dry. I'm fine.
I don't get it.
He's working the concession thing. Oh. I'm like, nah, I'm all right.
He really should run for president.
I don't know. I don't think he'd win. His son is super gay, too. He's got that really big...
Yeah, well, he's probably a little gay himself. Magic's probably a little gay.
He fucked a transsexual. That's why he got AIDS.
Yeah, that's how... How'd you get it?
Swimming.
Yahoo News, first reports.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen Magic Johnson's son?
I've seen him, like...
He's fucking comical.
Oh, he's very gay, right?
6'10".
I know he is. Oh, he's that big a tranny? But he's, like, gay, but not... He's not a tranny, right?
Have you ever noticed that about transsexuals?
Where is he?
Oh.
He's big.
Looks like Monroe Martin.
After, oh my God. He looks like a Dr. Seuss character or something.
But even then, he just shakes it off. I mean, that would take other guys down if his son's that gay.
Magic bought the fucking Lakers after this. He was like,
yeah, he's like, I don't give a fuck. I got AIDS. My son has AIDS. We all got AIDS, but. But I'm going to buy another team. It's amazing. He has AIDS. Yeah, I don't know if he got it. I mean, you can get it from your dad.
Plunge the sink. It's full of AIDS. AIDS all over the house. You're like, God, Dad, there's AIDS. Got to go clean the drains out. The gutters are full of AIDS.
And then but he has a daughter, too.
Yeah.
But then he's got to sit in his house, watch a game with all women, because you know he's not.
He's not having a conversation with
Cookie Jr.'s not into sports.
Yeah, I don't think basketball's on this kid's mind.
How many are going to make today, Daddy? I need a new Birkin bag.
Why is he Southern?
Yeah.
Why is he Southern?
I don't know, Daddy.
From Southern California?
Daddy, how many socks did you have to wear to win them games? Did you play when you wear little short shorts or the long?
Oh, we gotta get to the Chad Zumach stuff. Oh, first of all, did you hear about that lady that fucking she got into an Uber and then she got murdered?
Yeah, I've been saying it for a long time. Uber's a fucking problem.
No, it's not. They didn't get fired. She got it. She Uber. Thought it was an Uber. She was drunk. She was on her phone. She just the car pulls up. She gets in. Then she's murdered. Like people are fucking idiots.
She was on her phone. That's the
fucking. How many stars?
I already tweeted 0 stars. No, but it's like fucking. It's a nightmare. Like if you're a parent, it's a nightmare. You send your kids out. Your kids, you get a phone, and the phone you give you. The phone is for safety, and then it gets them killed because they're like, "No, I got my phone. I'm drunk. I got my phone. I got this. The Uber guy's gonna pick me up." It's a fucking nightmare. She was from New Jersey, and I guess she was going to school down there. And some guy picked her up at a fucking Chevrolet. I saw it on the news.
Or was it in Jersey? Huh? Was it Jersey? It happened?
No, it happened in South Carolina, South Carolina.
Listen, just to play devil's advocate,
it was a black guy. In case you're wondering out there, but they showed his picture. He looks like he actually belongs in jail. No, not devil's advocate. The point is, it's like if you have your phone, people think the phone is the solution to every problem. The phone is getting more people killed than saving lives. You know what I mean? Like people getting hit by cars, getting pushed in front of the fucking train. It's fucking crazy. They're like, oh, I got my phone. You saw it. There's a video. Her opening the door, getting in. And the thing is, she could say.
From where?
Huh?
The guy had a video in his car?
No, they had a video of her getting in the car.
Okay, gotcha.
Because they just from the street. No, let me, before I forget. When you get an Uber, all you go is.
Yusuf? Yeah.
No, yeah. Are you blah, blah, blah? And if you're drunk, you don't know. You'll get in any car. But if you get in a car, they're supposed to go, oh, are you so and so? But if you just go, if she says, are you so and so? He's going to go, yeah.
He's a murderer.
Yeah, he's going to fucking rape her and then murder her.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not defending the guy, but if you're a murderer.
Oh, you're going to defend the guy?
If you're a murderer and you get in there, some little girl gets in your car, you're going to murder her and lie. It's just kind of what you do. The guy's like, listen,
she just got in.
I got to murder her now.
No, I think some guys wait outside bars with those kind of cars, and then they see a girl by herself drunk, and then they just pull up, and then she opens the door, and then it's a nightmare.
I think Sally had it coming.
So anyway.
So did he rape her, then murder her? I'm asking for Brian.
I don't know. I don't know.
Did he rape her corpse?
Oh. Huh?
Did he rape her alive?
Some hunters found her. So that's always a bad sign.
You're in a bad part of the country when they're like, right? Some guy sees you from a deer blind.
We got 3 goose and a lady.
You got her strapped to the top of your Ford F-150.
No, it's a fucking nightmare. The Uber thing is like, I mean, girls are dumb. Girls are dumb. Like, I see girls on their, they're walking home from the train with fucking things in her ears on their thing. I'm like, I want to rob them. I know they've been drinking. They're walking by themselves. They have heels on, so you can hear them coming. And then you almost just kind of go, see, here it is.
The video?
Yeah. Yeah, she just opens the thing. She probably goes, are you so-and-so? And he goes, yup.
You think her parents will pay this every year at Christmas?
Killer. And it looks like an Uber cart. It was a Chevrolet. I saw the thing.
Ooh, what trim level?
What does the guy look like who did it? Kevin said he looked like he should be in prison.
No, he looks like a troublemaker. This guy. Does he look like a troublemaker?
He does look like every Uber driver, though, in New York City.
No, he doesn't.
He does. Every fucking Uber I get into, it looks like this guy.
You got to try Lyft. What? It's much better.
Is it?
Yeah.
They murder you less?
They'll just third-degree burns. They'll just light you on fire.
They'll just rape you.
Yeah, just rape you, right.
And they'll leave you. Then they'll take you to the train.
My friend goes.
They're not going to take you all the way home. Cause
my friend has a move. At the end of the night, he'll get a Lyft share, an Uber pool or whatever, yeah. And he'll end up like hooking up with girls in the pool.
That's actually, if you're a girl, you should get an Uber pool. That's because it's much safer. It's much safer because if you get in and that way you're not by yourself, you know?
Yeah, but my friend routinely will fuck girls. Like, they'll get to her corner and she'll be like, you want to come up? He'll be like, yeah, sure.
We must have some game.
He does, yeah. He's got like a leather watch and everything.
Whoa!
Cavaricci's.
He's opening lines. He's pulling girls in an Uber.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I heard Uber it happens pool? All the time. I know girls who get in. They say they take Uber pool because they can meet guys there. They're meeting, and they like the people that they meet.
The guy's cheap already. That's not a good start.
I know. That's what I said.
Where are you from? You got a condom?
That was a good Gino impression.
Come upstairs and lick my pussy.
I don't think anyone's ever said that in a Uber pool.
Millennial assholes.
But it does work. I mean, I don't know how many women I've met. I had a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend for like 5 or 6 years. I said, like, let's. Well, yeah, I was trying to. She knew I was trying to fuck her anyway. But I go, yeah, let's just share a cab. You always. It's like the oldest trick in the book.
That is an old trick.
Let's share a cab, and then
you get to the Bronx.
You get to her house, and then. And then you go, let me come in.
Yeah, it's late.
And then they go, all right. That's how I met my mom that way.
You wait till she pays for the cab first.
No, I pay. Yeah, I'm gonna make her pay.
Not for nothing.
And then I get the receipt.
Look, you live here, you gotta ride home, you should pay.
I make her pay and then I get the receipt so I can write it off like a real Jew.
Right in the back, like, is that Karen
like a
with
full time
comedy
Jew.
Expense.
Right. Is that Karen with two N's? How do I spell that?
That's good stuff,
yeah. Brian. So this is a compound show tonight, right? You going up there?
So I want to talk about Chad. So
yeah, what the fuck with Chad? His Twitter. Beef.
I was getting crushed too. Well, not
you
crushed.
You guys all got bent, blocked. Oh. Gary Goldman blocked you guys.
He blocked me before.
Yeah,
but Gary Goldman did was he went to every because I think when you go on Twitter you can go to my followers and then you can see who's following him too.
Yeah.
If he goes to all my followers, he can see they'll show if they're following him. Yeah. So he just blocked everybody that follows me and followed him. Mm. People are like, I didn't even do nothing.
What's the context?
With him, I don't know. He's a baby. He's a gigantic baby. With the problem with comics now is comics think that they're artists. Like they're when they go to a theater or whatever, and it'll say like the artist or in their contract, it'll say the artist,
right.
Formerly known as right, Gary right, Goldman. Right. So they think they're artists, and it's like they're just fucking, they're just hacks fucking selling fucking jokes, you know?
Right.
Anyway, Gary Goldman thinks he's an artist. Patton Oswalt thinks he thinks he's a hero.
Right.
But he went after my boy Chad.
So I jumped in,
and then everyone came at me. So
it was Titus too. It got a little fucking
yeah. Chris Titus
nutty.
Came at Chad because they're all buddies. Him they're and Titus fun. And Patton Oswalt and fucking. And then Patton Oswalt's manager went at me on Facebook. Dave really? Rath. Yeah.
Saying what?
He said he was gonna. He was gonna release all my acting from Crashing to embarrass me. Because he said whoever edited my scene in Crashing should get an Emmy just for salvaging something.
Nice.
And I was like, go ahead, do it. I don't give a shit. But it should be beneath him to like get into a fight on Facebook. He's like a quote unquote professional manager.
Yeah.
But I did say, you know. I said, how's your mail order bride going? Because I think he has a mail order bride.
What do you mean? Like from like Russia?
I was going to ask Juskow. I can't really, Juskow's a very much of a cuck. Mm-hmm. And so he's definitely going to take the side of Sarah and Dave Rath and all those fucking LA guys. But When I lived in L.A., I was at the CVS at 26th and Santa Monica Boulevard. It's a very good one.
Nice CVS.
It's a very good one. Anyway, so we were driving. I think my wife said she was with us. We were driving around looking for parking, and then all of a sudden I see Dave Juskow in L.A., actually Santa Monica. So I go, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, I'm here for Dave Rath's wedding. I go, oh, who's he married? He goes, oh, some lady he brought over from China or something. It was that's how I remember it. But I know she's not from here, and I'm thinking, like, how bad is this guy's game that he had to fucking bust somebody in from another country?
Bust him in.
Like, he's a manager. Oh, you don't?
No, it's a long bus ride.
Oh, right.
Slow boat to China?
It's a cargo. Give her some air.
Cargo ride. Right. They poke some holes in the bus. I'm like,
there's no bathroom on this bus.
No, but I'm like, how? He's like a manager and show. It's like, you can't just get some actress here that you're fucking or whatever.
B-list fucking actress.
Yeah, so, I'm thinking this guy must be really... This guy must have some problems or whatever.
How does he see the dailies from crashing, though?
He's a producer.
Oh, is he on that show?
Yeah, he was like, because he's Pete Holmes' manager.
I
think he's Judd Apatow. He might be Judd Apatow's, like, manager.
Makes sense. They're all super fucking left. That whole crew is kind of very...
No, but the fact that he has to... And then Chad said that Chad implied that Patton Oswalt killed his wife.
I saw that fucking tweet.
And then I tweeted, everybody knows if you're famous enough in L.A., you can murder your wife and get away with it. Because, I mean, O.J. fucking, there's practically video of O.J. killing his wife.
Allegedly.
And then fucking William Shatner killed his wife, and Robert Blake killed his wife.
Kennedy,
and fucking,
another one, killed his wife.
Yeah, well, he's not really in L.A.
Did you ever hear
that? Well, it depends how you look at it.
But the point is, so then he got, Dave Rath was all mad about that. But now you got distracted. So now I lost my train of thought.
Dave Rathmow with the Chinese mail order bride.
So chat, huh?
I said he killed.
It'd be in the worst table of Thanksgiving.
What?
Go ahead.
So so Chad said he murdered. Chad said he murdered his wife, and everybody got fucking all bent out of shape. So now Chad has to listen to this. So Chad was doing the podcast with Sam Tripoli. Yeah. Please tweet these, like tag these people if anyone's listening. And I'm going to give out Neil's phone number at the end of the show. Oh. So Chad was doing a podcast with Sam Tripoli on All Things Comedy, which is like Bill Burr's network. They yanked him off the thing. Off they wouldn't let they made him leave because they do it like out of place.
Yeah,
I know where it is. That's where I did it when I was out there. Anyway, now if he wants to go back on the show, he has to make a video apology, like a fucking like a hostage, like an ISIS video.
ISIS video.
I said do it with when the guy's sitting next to you and he's got a knife to your throat or whatever.
You should have like bumper cables in your nipples, you know?
Yeah. Like, so I go, Chad. So then I texted Florence and I go, you know, Chad's gonna have to make a video to apologize to even not even 100% to get back on the podcast. Just to they'll reconsider because they're all friends. They're all like, no, we got to protect. Even though Patton Oswalt didn't even have a podcast out there, he's friends with the guy on the board or whatever. It's fucking ridiculous. So I'm like, Chad, don't fucking do it.
I wouldn't do that either
because you're not even making any money.
No, what's the point?
Just I would say double down and then come back here. Double down, say, call him on, maybe fucking, like I told him, bash Neil in the head with a shovel, then just get on the fucking Greyhound and get the fuck out of town.
Get to the Bill Schultz Express.
Yeah. Just don't take that Uber that killed that girl. Anything else?
So the point is, I mean...
What's your name, Monty? Yeah, sure. Come on in.
You know, you know, Patton Oswalt, all these guys will be like, they're anti-bullying, but is he's not bullying Chad when he's
That's
telling...
Very much so.
When he's got 4.4 million followers and he's basically sicking them on Chad because Chad said, you know, Chad just called him out it all started with Jordan Peele. He tweeted about, like, you know, Patton Oswalt, whatever, but he tagged Jordan Peele. So that's like I don't know who said it. I think it was Helma the Cleaning Woman tweeted that, he did it so that he'll get a role in the next fucking Jordan Peele movie, because they need his point was like white guys get hired a lot, not so much anymore, not in comedy, but Patton Oswalt's not in the white guy category. Like I said in my tweet, he's a little man who's adorable. That's why he gets hired.
Although
he wasn't on King of Queens because he was like handsome. They had to make fucking Kevin
like a UPS worker.
Yeah, they had to make Kevin James handsome.
Yeah.
So they put in Patton Oswalt.
You know what Jordan Peele's working on now, though? He's working on the new Orange is the New Black. Peele.
I thought you were going to do something with shrimp because you got to peel shrimp.
It's in the vein of comedy.
Oh, you're drunk already. This is going to be a good...
Three deep!
This is going to be a good boxing match.
I was at my Vietnamese place by my...
My Vietnamese place. Where? You mean your rub-down place?
No. It's a restaurant. It's so funny because I ask... I go there like 4 days a week, and I always say to the waiter, I always go, hey, did you hear about the Vietnamese guy that got his car stolen? He goes, oh, no, what do you mean? He was really annoyed.
And he has to laugh.
He does that laugh right after.
He has to laugh because or else you won't tip him.
Oh, Mr. Brian, every week, same joke. It's very funny.
He always plays along?
Yeah, he always plays along. Yeah.
Like that guy in the Peter Sellers movies where he...
yeah, Sulu?
Yeah, the guy who would beat him up when he is...
Kato.
Right? Kato. Not today, Kato.
Yeah. So I have, it's a good place because they have Pinot Grigio. It's really, you got to drink it cold, but it's like $6 a glass, which is, cheap. So I always try.
Aren't you on frequent flyer discount?
Yeah. For Chinese New Year, they bought me lunch. It was nice of them. And then
really was.
Like 5 glasses of wine. And the owner came up. He's this little teeny tiny guy. He's Indonesian. He's like 5'1" or something. And he comes up. He goes, today's on the house, Mr. Brian. We thank you so much for your business.
It's amazing he's still around. After I watched that Vietnam thing on Netflix.
Right. Which one?
It killed so many people died. So many Vietnamese. I mean, we lost a lot. But right. The Vietnamese, they fucking killed so many Vietnamese. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, that was like a pretty bad.
Yeah, they breed like rabbits.
Nothing. I guess.
Like 2 years later, they're like, we got too many again.
That was the Agent Orange, right?
Huh?
That was the Agent Orange that they were dumping on people?
Thanks for going to school.
Yeah, I don't know. I could barely
read. Thanks for going to school in Long Island.
You say the war wasn't appealing?
You can't teach this.
Can't teach this shit, Kevin.
Can't teach this kind of level of stupidity.
More fun to not be funny, thank God.
Because you don't have an attitude like Patton Oswalt. You don't think.
What is Chad gonna do? Is he gonna do the fucking apology?
I don't know. We should try to get Chad on the phone. I forgot to text him. I think he's not gonna. I was gonna text him and call me, but I don't think he was gonna do it today because I think he's trying to figure out what to do. Really, I'm like, just get the fuck out of there. Just leave. You know.
No, he went to LA anyway.
Huh?
I don't know why he went there anyway.
But it'd be good if he was like what you said. He's like in a folding chair with his feet in a bucket of water. And
he's
behind his head. And there's some voice off camera, like a fake Bill Burr. You better apologize, or we're gonna throw chowder at you. And then he's kind of like,
not New England chowder, Manhattan chowder,
Scotia chowder, made of chowder.
What exactly he said? Does he have to apologize for saying that Patton murdered his wife.
It's so ridiculous.
Listen, no, but it's
but
like,
if you
know,
look at the fucking tweets, they said some pretty fucking shitty things back to him, being like a like all the shit.
They said
murder related, but
fucking
like,
Titus was talking about Chad's DUIs. I'm like,
yeah, it was like
said, Chad, how did do you are you guys friends? He goes, no. So I guess they Google, they know how to Google shit and find out, or maybe as a guy do it for him or whatever. Like, because Titus is like one of those guys. Like, I got a lot of friends. I'm a big, tall dude.
Yeah.
And I'm very confident. It's this whole stand-up thing. Like, I'm super confident. I have a huge forehead.
Is he still like?
So I'm authoritative.
He's touring or like?
Huh? Yeah, he thinks he's a genius. The guy thinks he's a genius, and him and all those guys are very anti fucking Trump.
Right.
And they're always like they're more political than anything in their tweets, you know. But you get sick of it.
Well, I hope.
I don't know why Chad cared that much to even call out Patton.
Welcome.
I don't care enough about politics on Twitter. Like, who gives a fuck?
Oh, it was about him being a fucking
being
cuck.
A douche, yeah.
Well, at least Chad has on the line if you want.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Who's on the line?
Chad.
Oh, wow.
Chad.
What's going on? What are you guys doing?
Public enemy number one.
Yes.
We were just saying that apparently what Kevin was explaining to us is that you have to make, or you have the option to make some sort of an apology video. So we thought it'd be funny if it was like you were sitting in a folding chair with your feet in a bucket of water, maybe some battery cables on your nipples, and there's like a fake Bill Burr just throwing clam chowder at you from behind the camera, and you're just apologizing for all of comedy.
Or oyster crackers.
Or oyster crackers, even better. It's awesome. You're like, I love the Red Sox. What are you going to do, Chad?
Well, Brian, I think you'll agree this is a sad day for comedy.
Second saddest. Seriously, what's the plan?
I don't know. I just talked to Florentine. I talked to Godfrey. I talked to a bunch of people, and I'm not going to issue an apology if I'm never going to be allowed back on the podcast. I'm just not going to do it. So I don't know what's going to happen. They still haven't given me a black and white answer.
That's a good cookie.
I would just go for the white answer. Fuck the black people.
Right. Do it tomorrow.
What did Ari Shaffir say? You should talk to Ari Shaffir.
Sam talked to Ari. Ari actually said that I went a little too far with that tweet, even though it was just a joke.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ari's the ultimate troll. So if he says I went a little too far, then I probably went a little too far.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because Ari kind of knows that game. And so, I mean, if you go too far, you took it down. He was the one who fucking tagged it or photo or screenshot it and then used it against you. You took it down.
Yeah, I only did that because of everybody involved, like Tripley and All Things Comedy. I didn't know what was going on at the time. So, you know, people saying I'm a cuck and all that, it's like, dude, there's other people involved. I didn't know what to do.
And also, like, the irony is obviously that these are people that speak out about being bullied, and you really are being bullied. I mean, you made one stupid joke about the guy's, you know, wife, which maybe have gone a little too far, but, like, you deserve to be, what, like, run out of whatever the fuck you're even involved in? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got a death threat on Sunday.
Really?
Somebody sent me through my website. They said,
yeah, but that was
don't
Kevin,
bother coming. So. Yeah, it was from Kevin Brennan at gmail.com.
Wasn't me.
Right.
I tell you, it wasn't me, though.
From Gallagher.
It's
a fake hack account. What'd they say?
They said, we know your address in Los Feliz. How about something along the lines, how about you stay safe?
Wow.
Wow.
Did you bring it to the police or at least Neil?
All right.
Yeah.
You run into
Neil.
You run to the Comedy Store and printed it out. Neil, look at this.
Neil should get a lot. No, so, yeah, but it's just fucked up how they all went after you. So, you know, Titus getting involved and like, he just invited himself into the fucking party.
Yeah, and it's just fucking weird because I don't even know who Chris Titus is.
Oh, he's a talent.
He's like an American Jim Jefferies.
Hello?
Very annoying. Just like, I have a lot of opinions, and I talk very confidently, so yield to me. What a fucking jerk off. I hope he fucking gets hit by a car or something while he's jaywalking, both of them.
I think he was really bothered when I said, go put that Janet Jackson headset on and do a TED Talk.
He's actually fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's how he does it. Chad actually had some good ones. He told Patton Oswalt's new wife to sleep with one eye open. she had like four different kinds of fucking drugs in her system. And then they blamed her on like she had a bad heart. Yeah, because it's like, I mean, if you take enough drugs, it's going to get to your heart. It's going to fuck up everything, you know? So who knows? I mean, they probably can never prove that he fucking was involved in any way. But, you know, I mean, like I said to my wife, I go, if you died and you had four different kinds of drugs in your system, wouldn't you be suspicious? Like, I'm sure his ex-wife would be like, I took all those drugs.
One was fentanyl, the one that's killing everybody.
Oh, really?
It was in her before it became like a big national crisis. Like, she was ahead of the game taking that stuff.
That's the one that's like, that's the opioid, that's like the opioid crisis?
Yeah, that's the one that's in heroin all the time now and kills people, yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what killed her.
If you had to fuck Patton Oswalt, wouldn't you want to be on fentanyl and whatever else?
Even Brian's funny. It's true, though. If you got that fucking bag of potatoes on top of you.
Seriously.
I heard her bookie punched her in the nose and it deflated.
Oh.
God damn it. That's too soon.
Oh, man. That already his body cold at least.
It is amazing Artie's not dead yet. Shout out to Artie Lang.
Better than ever.
I mean, everybody else dies and fucking not Artie.
Chad, are you still on the wagon?
Yeah, I'm not drinking right now. I should, but
yeah, no better. Right,
you weren't drinking when you did any of that trolling?
No, fentanyl.
I was getting bombarded, so I was fighting. I was in roast mode. I was going right back at him.
No, but you initiated this thing by going after with the Jordan Beal. So you were all clean for that stuff.
Yeah, I was just on Twitter and I was annoyed.
Yeah,
I also heard how he tried to take down Jamie Kilstein. So I just responded. I go, "You're a Hollywood suck up." I'll, every now and then I'll do that.
Sure.
No, I know it's your nature. So I'm saying, you know, you're a good troll, but I just don't think of L.A. Like if you're gonna do it in L.A., you almost have to be known for that, you know. But Dave Rath getting involved, what, he's fucking pathetic, man.
Yeah, was he Brody's manager too?
Well, I don't know. I asked you. I thought you said he was.
I think he was. I don't know if he was up to the end. He was. I don't know. I really don't know the information on that. Mm.
All right, talk to Chad. I got to look something up.
All right. So, Chad, where do you go up?
I do want to thank all your fans for, like, they're donating to me and stuff. You guys did a really nice job doing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we want to bust you back here.
Yeah, all we have to do
is... Dave Rath works at Generate. It's called Generate. That's the name of the company, Generate. The number is 310-255-0460. So if you guys want to call that, the listeners want to call that and tell him what a piece of shit he is. And, I mean, he's had a bad couple of, you know, whatever. I mean, Brody died, his fucking crashing got canceled, and his mail order bride is probably sick of America.
I have HPV. Why I have HPV?
Again, the company is Generate, 310-255-0460.
It'll be Dave, funny when everyone's calling
Dave
up.
Dave Rath. Do not be afraid of the wrath of Dave Rath. Don't talk over me. Generate, 310-255-0460. Dave Rath. Ask for Dave Rath. You will not be disappointed. R-A-T-H. Not like the wrath of Khan.
Right.
How about the wrath of cunt?
Ah, hey, leave my ex-wife out of this.
See that porno?
Yeah. Right in my nose. Like I like to taste.
There's a shiny man in the fucking in the booth.
What's going on? Who's the shiny man? What?
Aaron Berg.
Oh, Aaron's here. Oh, good.
Kevin Brennan. It's Aaron King, the world famous boxing promoter. Today we call it the Malcutta of Calcutta. The ding ding with the ching ding. The blind man leading the drunk man. We call it the thriller in the pillar of society.
That's great.
It's very exciting, and don't be disinviting. That's correct. Only in America could this happen, Kevin Brennan, where a drunk guinea with no family because they all died of cancer can face off against a blind man who's so rich he can't even see his money.
Chad, you know, Chad, O'Brien's fighting Gina Biscotti. They're boxing today.
Gina Biscotti's going down. It's just happening.
This is correct. I probably picked that as well. It's not looking good for Gino. Have you begun drinking yet, Brian?
I'm only three deep, and it's Pinot Grigio. I have to go down to buy booty shorts down on 8th Avenue on 18th Street, but I plan on being nine deep
That's too many. What if you puke when he punches your stomach?
You kidding me?
We can only hope. Like,
I'm
going
to be like Houdini. I'm going to be punching the stomach and then just die. Does I want to die?
That's how he died?
Yeah.
Punched in the stomach?
Yeah, like, bet somebody to punch him in the stomach. By the way, Aaron, I have to say I want to thank you for getting on board the promotion of this 3 hours before we actually do it.
My pleasure, and you'll find treasure in the fight.
You'll find treasure, is that what he said?
Just so you know, Gino is over at Modell's right now getting the appropriate gloves, as I purchased inflatable gloves, which will not provide any safety and could be deemed very dangerous for everybody. We have two or three possible locations for the fight. One is hallway one. The second is hallway two. The third is a very dangerous stairwell.
All right. How about the roof? Is that hall number four?
The roof is off limits, as is Gabby Hoffman's office. We've looked in all these other options.
That's funny.
The two hallways are probably the best. Maybe the one where Artie used to pee behind the dumpster.
How about where the elevators are open? Wouldn't that be funny? People coming and out on and off the elevator?
Well, now we have a fourth possible location. Great job, Mr. Brennan.
Seriously, this can't be on tape?
We're going to be periscoping it live, and it'll be streaming live on Compound Media.
Great.
Pay-per-view on free Mondays. I don't get how pay-per-view works.
I'll tell you.
Why can't we box right here in the studio?
Because this camera's worth over $200. Very excited. So he's over there. We want to make sure you brought the breathalyzer.
Yes, I did.
Breathalyzer is here.
I always
also
have it on
I'm
me.
Confirmed for that private show with you, Brian. I spoke to that honger lady, and I am confirmed.
You did? Oh, what? What?
Yes.
Are you on the? You're on the show too?
I'm on the show too.
We have to talk about this, but okay.
All right. That's all right. What she said.
Okay.
Don't make me get in that ring.
Don't worry, I'll get your $50. Don't worry.
No, it's supposed to be more than that.
I know. We'll talk about it later. We'll figure it out.
All right, this is not podcast talk.
No, this is not
what
podcast.
We're here to talk about is
you're really showing it. You're really
$15 from Liz at the cellar, and then I got banned.
You're really showing a Jew in you, Berg. He's talking about money on a fucking in a
Wait,
boxing
let's get
promotion.
Back to this boxing after we talk dollars and cents.
Yeah, so close to Purim.
It's
so close
tax
to Purim.
Season.
We're gonna talk about money.
His horns really are showing, his Jew horns.
Send those things down. Somebody right. Get the guy some fentanyl.
So what time will you be ready to go? I'd like to have you both drink together.
Why? I don't think it's good for it.
It's like seeing a bride before you get married. We can't do that.
I want to make
see a bride after you get married either. You know what I'm saying, Kev.
Uh-huh.
Marriage sucks.
Uh-huh.
I have an entrance I'm going to make. I have music. I have a document that E-Rock is going to read for my entrance. Yes.
Oh.
I got a whole thing going on.
Yeah,
so.
Gino has all that too. Hang on. Write this down, Garrett. Music, document, read.
Document.
Stop.
47 years ago.
I freed the who?
I'm going to come out like Moses and hold two pillars on top of a mountain.
Sure, I'm kidding. He drops the third one.
I have a dream. Tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev.
If you can walk through mud, you can fuck through blood.
All right, I want to hear more about this Chad stuff where he killed Patton Oswalt's wife. Get back to your show.
All right, Aaron. See you later.
Chad, that's what you should say. You go, I apologize for killing Patton Oswalt's wife.
That would be funny.
You just fucked up the apology so badly. I did not kill Patton Oswalt's wife. Why are they making me say I did? William Shatner killed Patton Oswalt's wife.
I would love to play the 9/11 call with Will Shatner with his wife. It's one of the most inadvertently hilarious things you'll ever hear in your life.
And goes, fucking that guy, Mel Gibson, did all kinds of shit, and they still gave him an Oscar. So
he's back. He's back.
So, Chad, don't give up on Hollywood.
Chad, I hope you get raped by a pack of niggers. Mel Gibson said that.
Take that part out.
Don't lead with that part.
Mel Gibson said that, not me.
Oh, he said that. That was Mel Gibson.
Sure,
oh, you were paraphrasing Mel Gibson.
Yeah. No, that's a direct quote.
Oh.
No paraphrasing on that one.
No. Oh, he did. Didn't he say something about
that?
And they still gave him a job.
Shut up and blow me!
In the hot tub.
That never works. He said it to his wife, his girlfriend?
His baby mama.
That never works for me either, because I don't have a hot tub.
No, I just fart in the tub. I just fart.
All right, Chad. So they all told you just Florentine and Godfrey said just wait, or what did they tell you?
Yeah, they said don't issue an apology if they're not going to bring me back on the network. Because why would I do that?
And plus, they're not paying you. They're not paying you, are they?
I have a deal worked out with Sam.
Oh,
I get paid through Sam, not All Things Comedy.
Oh, and Sam's just saying just wait it out.
Yeah, nobody's giving me a black. What should I do, Kevin? You tell me what to do.
Listen, I don't like Hollywood. I don't like their bullshit. I don't like their politics. I don't like their bullying tactics. So I would just make a big shit and get the fuck out of town.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I would go after the biggest name you can and just punch him in the face at the comedy store. Just check out the lineup. Go after David Spade. He's little.
Pauly Shore?
No, not Pauly Shore. David Spade, it would be perfect because he's little. He's not a fighter. He's got a lot of Twitter followers. You'd be fucking famous.
Right.
And then you could get a show here one day a week after Tlaib.
It's $80. I think Bill Schultz is renting out his kitchen.
But don't do any apologizing. If you're going to apologize, really botch it. Make it a mock apology. Say, Bill Burr said I had a... Bill Burr, he just left in his helicopter, and he told me I had to say something. I mean, they're unbelievable. Bill Burr, like all these free speech guys, and they're like, they got to protect Patton Oswalt against what?
There's a lot of traffic in Worcester today.
It's probably not Burr. I would think he wouldn't even know.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised what a cuck Burr is. You'd be surprised. Let me get his number. Give it out to call him. I do have his number. I don't know if it's actual. I don't know if it's not. I was doing this gig, Chad. I was doing this gig in Valley Forge, like Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, where they spent the winter. George Washington.
Headquartered.
But it was outside where I went to school. So these people who I went to high school with were at the show, and they were like, one guy was like, "Hey man, you remember me, Eags?" I go, "Not at all." He goes, "Tommy Eags." I go, "I don't remember." He goes, who do you remember? I go, listen, motherfucker. I go, I got Louis C.K.'s phone number. I got Dave Chappelle's phone number. You think I got time for fucking Eags? I go, I moved on.
It's his last name.
I got fucking Bill Burr's phone number from way back,
It's his last name.
It's a fucking Boston area code. That's how long ago it was.
What's his last name? Over Easy?
Eags? Even the guy with the fucking ZZ Top beard laughed at that one. We got a full crew here today for the fight.
Yeah.
You should have got Godfrey here to play Don King. He can do any character.
Can he really?
Listen to Godfrey, Chad. I would say do what Godfrey...
Chad, the honest truth is you're probably done in L.A., to be honest with you. Like, all it takes is one thing like this. So you should come back to New York, double down, and like...
No, double down before you leave.
Well, I don't know about the...
Hey, get the car gassed up, and then get ready to fucking make a getaway. Yeah.
Get on La Cienega, put it in a hydrant.
Get your easy pass ready.
Yep. Run in and punch, who's that big tall guy named Brad? Brad, what's his name? Brad, old guy.
Brad Garrett.
Yeah, just punch him right in the balls and then just run and go, woo!
I would go after another comic. I would go after like something about Titus, about how he, because why you say Christopher Titus murdered his wife too, I heard.
Right.
They'll go, what? And then
I would say go to Brad Williams.
Hey, Kevin, what's up with Gary Goldman blocking us?
No, I think what he did is he went on anybody who was friends with me or anybody that followed me and followed him, and he just took blocked everybody. He's pathetic. I wish I had his number.
Gary Goldman?
Yeah.
In the bathroom on the wall for an okay time.
No, he really, I'm going to have a run in with him. Like the next time I see him, he's going to say something to me and I'll be like, listen, you fucking quivering lipped motherfucker. Cause whenever he gets mad, his bottom lip gets real quivery.
Really?
Right. You've seen it, right, Brian?
He goes like this.
He's actually making the face. That's what he does.
Why does his lip quiver?
I don't know. When he's like mad or looking at his Twitter, it's like his lip gets all like fucking juicy.
Ooh, it sounds hot.
It's like retarded. He looks autistic. I wish I had his number. Anyway,
does he paint or do watercolors? What do you mean?
Huh?
Does he paint or do watercolors? What do you mean?
Is he autistic?
Yeah. I just said artistic.
You don't have to chime in every second. We're trying to have a serious conversation.
Sure, of course.
As they say in California, combo.
Huh? All right.
Hey, Chad. Well, Chad, don't do anything. I mean, I would talk to Florentine. Talk to me. Don't sell out there because you're not going to get anything from it. They're just bullying you into doing something you don't want to do. And then there's going to be no fucking there's no risk reward for you. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like you're going to do it and then they're not going to give you anything. They're still going to treat you like a piece of shit. So I would double down. I would say you have new evidence about Patton's murdering of his wife.
You got a bunch of papers in your hand. One of those like backwards detective hats. You
know? Yeah.
Like, in front of the
like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. You got a big magnifying glass.
Yeah. With a dog, with a
big basset hound. Three legs.
Turn up some new evidence over the weekend.
I have been working tirelessly. Patton Oswalt has murdered his wife. Doing a Quincy accent. Murder. I don't know. It's been fun.
Hi, Chad.
Get in there, buddy.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks God for bless. The advice.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Later. Welcome, MAGA. Bye.
World's worst advice.
Well, they really are bullying him, all those fucking guys.
Yeah, bullshit, yeah.
I mean, oh, it's like they're all, I mean, the fact that Titus joined in, and then that Ronald Funches, he came at me. No, because I tweeted something about whatever. Can you go to my tweet?
At Ron Funches?
Ron Funches? Is he a comic?
No, he used to be on that show Undateable.
Am I not going on?
And I tweeted that, whatever. Can you go to my tweet about the...
A bunch of 17-year-old girls.
How did it start?
Which one, yeah.
The one where I went after Patton Oswalt.
Oh, all the way back down, okay.
Jussie Smollett. I said Jussie Smollett will get a gig, acting gig in Hollywood before I do, because that's how much people hate white dudes right now. And then it was in response to Patton Oswalt. And then fucking Patton Oswalt came back at me, fucking Ron Funches, bunches of Funches.
What does it say?
And then some Indian guy, who I don't even fucking know, he lives here, some Indian guy,
right.
said I was at, he was at the Comedy Cellar 18 years ago with his him and five other Indian guys.
Yeah.
And I was on stage and I asked them, are you guys Indian? And they said, yeah. And I went, moo. So he goes,
that's 100% believable story, by the way.
So he goes, that shows my incredible improv skills, and that got like 10,000 likes because there's like a billion Indian people.
Yeah, that guy sounds utterly ridiculous.
Yeah. So
sounds hilarious though.
So it was like I was getting the tweet I had alone got almost 1,000 comments. 1,000 comments. So they were like every second I was getting a new comment about what a piece of shit I was and like. You know, and then the funny thing was last week, Flutzy was on.
Yeah.
And she goes, I get all these DMs from guys like sending dick pics and stuff. I go, yeah, I said, but don't you have to follow them on Twitter She goes, no, you can set up on your setting so that anyone can send you a DM. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I want that. I want people to send me DMs. And I set that up on Monday. So by like, this happened like a couple days later. And then people are sending me like DMs. Because I didn't have to be friends with them.
And little sister gets, she was on the subway, she got airdropped a dick pic.
Yeah, I heard that's a new thing.
Fucking insane.
Tell her I'm sorry.
Trust me, it wasn't you.
So I go, Jesse Smollett will get his next acting job before I do. That's how much bias there is against white men. You're little and adorable. That's why people hire you. I was talking to Patton Oswalt. So then he retweeted, and then fucking all these other people got involved. So it was like nonstop. But, you know, as Chad said, he goes, you enjoy. I go, I don't hate it.
You need something to do on a Sunday, you know?
No, but it's just, you know, it's kind of amusing that people, you know, they're like, you know, you suck, you know, Neil's better. I'm like, it's the same fucking hack.
Yeah, it's the same shit all the
time. People kept saying, who are you? And then I would send them a picture of, like, my headshot from The Cellar. Yeah. I look 30. Well, I was 30. I look adorable.
Right. The HBO special.
Yeah. No, even before that, where I had, like, can you show my picture?
That feathery hair, that fucking.
Yeah, you show my picture?
The never had that giant, like, comic cloak over itself with a big, like, exploding sulfur. For a thing, yeah. Stay still for 40 minutes. We've got it. Take this plate across the street. Arizona, you'll be a state one day.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Hey guys.
No, not that one. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Twitter thing.
Hey, this is OVO.
OVO. What's going on,
back? Can Chad stay your house on it when he's driving back from California?
No, that's the weird guy in New Mexico. This is the other weird guy in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, can he stay at your place, too? Because that'll be stop too.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
No, we'll stay at OVO Cool Cat in Albuquerque, and then second day he can drive to Chicago.
Long day of driving.
Yes, you can make it.
Yeah. Chad can stay at my place. Just tell him to ask for OVO 7 Soft. Brian, I'm worried about you in the fight tonight.
Really?
And I think I got a two birds, one bone opportunity for you.
Hit me.
Before the fight, you chub up your meat, right? You get yourself fully erect, engorged with blood,
okay,
throbbing, huge, veiny, greasy. Yeah. And then right before Gina puts on his blindfold, you pull it out and show it to him.
All right.
And he's either going to drop down and suck it, or he's going to not want to get close to you. And that's going to give you an opportunity to win the fight, because I think he's going to win otherwise. And then it gives you a chance to finally show your dick size to all the fans here.
Plus, if I was my dick out.
That'd be funny if you showed it to Gino when he started sucking it.
You started blowing Brian.
I'd be like, stop.
I'd be like, oh my God, I got tricked. I'm actually gay.
Stop, no.
A for pay.
Don't do it. Stop, please, stop. Don't stop. But also, if I made dick out, he'd be 10 inches away from me at least. So my reach would be.
What's your reach?
I'm a little, not that I'm nervous, but I don't want to wear real boxing gloves and box him. I don't want to get my fucking tooth knocked out or something. I'm just going to have to come in. I'll tell you, this is what I'm going to do. Literally.
Yeah, we have to find out what he bought. Like, are they buying helmets and stuff? Yeah. They buying helmets and gloves?
They're probably getting fucking hockey helmets.
And tooth things?
Look. This is the fucking glove that Aaron brought. I know you haven't seen anything since 87.
Right. Can we put some nickels in mine? A roll of nickels?
Why can't they use these?
I don't know. Apparently they're inflatable.
I guess it would pop.
What's going on?
Why can't they use those?
Aaron, fucking hit him a few times.
Oh, these? Oh, these are fine. Oh, okay. Wow. You're the worst. I give. 10-9-8. Oh, Clever Lang, save me.
So wait, those are no good, Garrett? I thought Gino was buying new ones because those are too.
Gino didn't want to use those because he said if he hit with the side, it would actually be a real punch.
All right. I'll do some shadow boxing in the men's room, as they call it.
Yeah. Is that called, what do you call that, jerking off?
Yeah, euphemism. Oh. Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm going to come in real hot. I'm going to come in real hot.
You're going to come in real hot. That's what you said to your wife last night.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to come in you real hot.
I got a new ball trimmer, and I decided to try and trim my balls.
You're changing the subject. Nice.
And I fucking nicked the shit out of my... I thought, like, all the liquid in your balls was going to start coming out. Like, I've got a huge scab on the bottom left nutsack. Like,
you're trimming your own balls? I thought your wife did it.
No, well, she had to clip my nails, and then she trimmed me down because I'm going to do some tattoos and stuff for the fight today. So
what?
I had her trim me down.
Fake tattoos on.
Yeah.
Wait,
you didn't get a fake tattoo.
You won't show your dick?
Say it again, Novo?
Is that why you won't show your dick, because you cut your nuts?
I tell you what, I'll just show you my dick or something. I don't know. It seems like it's just a thing that you want to see.
You keep promising showing everybody your dick.
Yeah, but
I've
open up your DMs. He'll send it.
I would get like if
open up your DMs.
I need to get fluffed. Any girls in here?
Yeah.
Oh. By the way, it never. It's
that fucking audience.
It was as quiet as the bottom of the ocean when I asked that. By the way, it was so quiet. Any girls in here? It was like. It was like white noise of nothing.
When were you at the bottom
and
of the
Kevin,
ocean?
Are you guys going to come to Chicago still or what? I want to show you. You guys always talk about how great New York strip clubs are, but you've never been to Northwest Indiana strip clubs.
Oh, he's right about that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a real
thing. I heard Gary, Indiana. I heard it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Indiana is America's Afghanistan. There's no rules. There's no laws.
Yeah,
there's
I heard the buffet's good.
All right.
All you can eat.
Yeah, it's all you can eat.
Road trip.
I was like, when people go, it tastes like ass. I'm like, where is it?
Yeah, no, Frank. Hey, do you mind if I put my cunt on your face? Don't mind if I do.
Where is it?
Put it on my face.
Thanks for the call, OVO Chicago.
Right, okay.
5:30 tonight, you. Buddy. Eye of the tiger. That fucking Brajol's going down, baby.
So your wife has no problem? Because my wife's worried about the fight. So your wife has no problem with the fight?
No, she.
You told her it was money, raising money for charity?
Yeah, to leukemia or something.
Or something.
I feel like Brian's wife's diseases. Been trying to slowly kill him for the last 10 years or
What's
so.
That?
I feel like his wife's been slowly trying to kill him for
yeah,
the last
slowly.
10 years.
She's like, yeah, have some more wine.
She's like, okay, go to the subway by yourself. That's
fine.
Right. Yeah.
He did leave him to his own devices one time. We met him. We met, remember?
Yeah, at the Build-A-Bear. Which
yeah,
I,
we are at Build-A-Bear. We walked over.
Brian was getting stuffed.
But we walked
to Build-A-Bear.
We walked over to Build-A-Bear, me, because I was with my kids. Yeah. They had a day off, so we walked over to Build-A-Bear. His kids were there and his wife. So then we're like, they want to go to Build-A-Bear anyway. So we're all there. So then Brian leaves Build-A-Bear to go next door to get a drink.
At the Heartland Brewery.
Heartland Brewery. His wife goes home without him. Yeah. They're right next door. She could have just grabbed him and said, we're going home. She leaves without him. And then she's like, oh, good. I'll see you when we get back. I'm like, my wife would never, like, if I was blind.
Yeah, but I get around. I figure it out.
No, you get around. You're always on time.
Yeah, I'm always on
Unless
time.
Unless you're not, then we assume you're dead.
I'm really late. When I was in Philadelphia last weekend, I blacked out those two nights, and I was amazed when I got home. Back to the hotel, I mean.
Brian calls waking up.
Yeah.
If you were a hot girl in South Carolina, you'd be dead.
Oh, God. What are you saying? I'm not a hot... I mean, they're like, are you my Uber driver? No, but please kill me anyway.
No, but you would have been murdered. You would have gotten in the wrong car.
Yeah, yeah, well, for sure.
He's been getting in the wrong car for 10 years. He's still alive.
Are you my driver?
My driver, fuck you.
This slams stick, he's trying Philip? To match his face.
Right. Are you Philip?
He's hitting the tires at the stick.
Philip? Are you going to Midtown, Philip? It's like sharp.
Getting on police horses. You're like, drive me over there.
How many kidneys do you have? Dental, I need them. But yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight. So we'll wrap this up in a little bit. And then I got to go to that gay store and buy my booty shorts.
Well, you know where you're going?
It's like a gay store on 8th Avenue and 18th Street or something.
That's probably right.
Yeah, they sell like...
Sounds like a very gay store.
Anybody here staying for the fight? Oh, nice. Great.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was called a gay store?
We're all staying.
Don't fuck around.
I'm not willing to fuck.
A gay store. Fags are us.
We're slashing prices to the bottom.
Or the top.
Well, what do you know?
Don't get him touching. Oh, he's flexing now. Uh-oh.
You did flex. Are you wearing a thermal?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hold out, Derek.
Dressed like a 19th century bricklayer.
Really what I should have been instead of fucking.
Is that good or bad?
It's fine. It depends whose bricks they're laying. God.
How's your fiance doing?
I'll have a fiance.
Oh, but you're going to be engaged soon?
Probably, maybe. We'll see.
How long have you been dating this broad?
You going to get your money together?
Yeah, soon.
Get your money together. You're going to need it.
No, that's the fucking problem.
She has money too, right?
Yeah, she does all right, yeah.
She a white girl?
Yeah.
Her family owns Tim Hortons.
Seriously?
No.
No, that would be fucking
that's
nice.
That's all though. We know about Canada, though.
Tim Hortons and
the Montreal Canadiens.
Right. Poutine. Where'd you meet her? Over the bar?
Acting class.
Acting class? Well, you're acting like you're straight? I'm pressing your ball.
Oh, I get it.
He's all right.
She acted like she liked him, and he fell for it.
I fell for it.
Let's get married. Somebody likes me.
I'm going to live with you forever and ever and ever. And scene.
That's it.
Yeah. That's cool. And you guys live together?
Yeah.
After a year.
You're living together?
I've been living. Park Slope. I'm right around the corner from
this guy. God damn it.
I've been waiting for someone to almost get hit by a car. I look, and it's not him.
All the guys, we have all these like Puerto Rican guys that hang out at the bodega across the street from my apartment. And whenever I cross the street, they always go, honk, 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 honk. It's like, because I always go, is it good, guys? Can I go?
What street are you on?
You got a gag going?
I can't say it. What's that?
Tell me after.
You got a gag going with the guys.
Yeah, one guy, Oscar, only has one arm. His arm got ripped off in a car accident. He was 8 years old. And I saw him shoveling snow earlier this year.
That's a long shovel with one arm.
Well, I told him, I said, I'd give you a hand, but I'm afraid I wouldn't get it back.
You guys merge. You guys must be one person.
Yeah, we're like Voltron.
You know the Colin Quinn bit about the Puerto Ricans in front of the building? Didn't I tell it here?
I think I know it, though.
Because you said the Puerto Ricans are always outside the bodega, right?
Right.
So Colin Quinn said in back in the day, you would give directions, like in Brooklyn. Be like, you go to the Puerto Rican building and you take a right. And they go, well, how do they know the Puerto Rican building? He goes, so the Puerto Ricans will be out front. And he goes, what if they're not? He goes, they will be.
Like, he goes, trust me, they will be.
Christmas morning, it doesn't matter. The Puerto Ricans will be outside the building. That's
right.
So that's what you have going at the bodega, right? The Puerto Ricans?
Exactly. They'll hang out. I know my wife's sister is from a very, very, you know, very successful family.
Prestigious.
She's dating this Dominican guy, and he kind of had a chip on her shoulder about he was like Dominican, but he was like it was Thanksgiving, and he brought a bunch of like clams and shit, and he's opening clams in the kitchen, and I'm in the kitchen fucking around. I go, oh, you're good with the clams? What? Because I'm Dominican, I can't open a clam. And then he kept like everything I said to him, he'd be like, what? I'm Dominican, I can't have a glass of wine. Like everything, he just had a really bad attitude with being Dominican. And then I was like, how'd you drive here? And he goes, the Cross Bronx. And I say, did you see your family grilling on the side of the expressway?
Is your Dominican?
You're Dominican. Like, everything
and
I said.
He caught you because he's Dominican?
Yeah, like, Merry Christmas. What? I'm Dominican, so all of a sudden it's Merry Christmas? Like, Jesus, relax.
Talks like my wife.
Yeah, Kevin, I want to see Brian's apartment and come over and do the show.
My wife wants to see his apartment. She wants to do his Facebook live.
I have her on Friday. She wants to do it.
All right. Yeah, I'm coming with her.
Can I rub her feet?
Oh, no, I can't because I'll be out of town. The next Friday.
All right.
Unless she wants to go by herself, she won't, though. She'll be afraid you rape her.
I'll just suck her toes and jerk off.
Right. Maybe the following Monday.
Okay.
Friday.
All right. I'm around.
Yeah.
The fuck else do I do? Want to do the show on Friday?
Sure. Why not? Okay. I'll be there.
Brian's in.
He lives right there.
Right there.
That I don't have to pay for an Uber. That you'll probably get raped and killed in.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
See, the problem with Uber and Lyft and shit is once you leave New York City, it's like you can just have like a 98 Hyundai Sonata and like... If you have insurance, they're like, all right, I'm a Lyft driver now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think
you can do that here.
No, now it's a TLC thing. It's a little more it's a little more locked down here. Like, you can't just I have to go to Atlanta for my eyes a lot. And it's like, I've gotten in like some guy's like pickup truck. And he's like,
what do you go to Atlanta for your eyes?
It's Emory University. I'm in a trial for my genetic, you know, nerve thing. Uh-huh. But yeah.
They take him to a strip club. They go, what can you see?
Right. Here's your hands. I go to them.
I don't know. That Dominican's still opening clams. That's all I see. Right.
Dominican, I
can't clams.
Can't drive an Uber and rape a fucking bitch. But we go to the Pink Pony every Sunday night. I go to the Pink Pony. I probably shouldn't say this, but I was there like a couple of months ago, and I got to the champagne room with a stripper, and all of a sudden she goes, "You want to do some coke?" I said, "Yeah, sure." She's
real.
Dance.
I'm doing coke.
I'm fucking like, yeah.
Atlanta?
Yeah, and like I had to get up in like five. It was like 3:30 in the morning. I had to get up in 4 hours for like a 7-hour eye exam. I'm like, this.
Get it before the eye exam?
Sure. Thug life, baby. You heard?
And how'd it go? How'd the exam go?
I mean, it's an ongoing 3-year.
You didn't get any sleep, right?
No, I mean, I slept for a few hours. And then I got up and I took my gay friend because I'm allowed to bring one friend with me. Because
it's all friend.
Well, I brought Desmond, you know, I brought him with me. My gay friend, never been to a strip club before. We walk in, he goes, look at her shoes. That's the first thing he says. I'm like, she has feet? I don't
remember. Like, even the audience has heard that story.
No, it's true, though. So
how many times you told it, Artie?
Bored. Any girls here? it's like they said that
you did coke before an exam.
Yeah,
you're like you really don't know what you're doing.
And not a bunch. I mean, I just thought it was. I thought it was funny that like
he gets a colonoscopy, and they go, "Did you do the test?" He goes, "I did a lot of blow." you clear out your colon. I like, I took a shit. You know, when I do, when I, you know, I do my coke, I blow out my ass.
When a stripper fishes out like a gram of coke out of her like giant stripper boot, I'm like, I can't. I feel,
yeah, it'd be rude. It'd be rude.
Yeah. Viz, I'm a Yankee in town.
Yeah.
I declare I've got a powerful thirst for this stimulant. Perhaps I could do it off one of your nipples, young lady.
She black or anything? Was she?
She was a white girl.
She was in Atlanta.
She had like three. She pierced like three piercings in each nipple.
That's dumb.
I like how you could see that, but you can't.
Well, I could. I could suck them. My tongue is my eyes.
He's licking. She's like, "That's my toe."
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Close enough.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm close enough."
Tits really hang low. But it's weird in Atlanta because they're fully nude. So whenever they sit down, like fully nude. Like, so they sit down, they always tassels? take a cocktail napkin, they put it down so the pussy doesn't like sit, but that's not particularly sanitary. I'm always like,
and then Brian picks it up to damp because
yeah, exactly.
He's perspiring,
almost blowing his nose into the fucking thing.
Who ordered clams?
Oh, so Dominican, I can't put it under my cooler, I can't put no fucking toilet. So yeah, so I just was funny because one of the girls got up once and we were walking back to a lap dance and she's got the fucking cocktail napkin like stuck in her pussy. Like, and it's, I was like madam, candy, honey, candy, you got a like cocktail napkin in your cunt.
It's when they have toilet paper on their shoe, you're yeah, trying to like be madam, discreetly.
Try to
whore, hey whore.
Try to pull it out.
Cocktail napkin is hanging out of your vag.
Yeah.
I was in a black strip club in Atlanta and there was just this stripper.
With her ribs.
She was really hot. And they hot wings had. But there was this stripper and she was really hot and she was just eating a giant box of Bojangles.
Giant.
My chicken just eat Bojangles.
It's Bojangles.
And having like a Hennessy at like 2 p.m. I was like, yeah. I think I'm in love.
That's it, right? It's really black. Material. They don't fuck around down there.
Ooh.
They're black, they're real black.
It is really black, right.
It's the Bojangles.
Bojangles, right.
Hennessy to wash it down.
Yeah. Pardon me, when you're finished those chitlins, I wouldn't mind a lap dance. Thank you so much.
Kevin, it's Aaron King.
Oh, good.
I just got an update. Gino Bisconti has successfully purchased good boxing gloves and mouth guards.
Mm. But are they going to hurt? Are they going to hurt Brian's head if they're good gloves or professional gloves?
They're made of wood. The Dutch.
17th century
Dutch.
Dutch boxing.
Where'd he go?
All right, Aaron, whatever.
Odell's?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to return the mouth guards, apparently. So, Brian, you can keep that for when someone does anal on you.
Uh-huh, and, right. So tired of biting on a toothpick.
We will be able to return the gloves, so don't damage the gloves. And we are fighting in the hallway.
Okay. Well,
we haven't
whatever.
Picked which hallway yet, whether it's the Artie Lang P hallway or the other hallway.
Well, I don't want to. One's landmark, so I don't want to besmirch the memory of. Plus, can you clear all the spoons out of that hallway?
I will get the spoons and the needles out of the hallway.
That'd be funny if they were still there.
I don't want you to feel like you're at Coney Island with a metal detector.
Nobody touches it because they assume it's evidence. Yeah. All the spoons and needles.
Will Mr. Kumia be refereeing this mishigash?
We haven't figured it out yet, but there will be a ring girl, and she has a vagina.
Nice. I mean, oh, gross.
Yes.
A cocktail napkin hanging out of it.
Right. Yeah.
And someone keeps calling asking why you haven't sent a picture of your penis yet.
Yeah, Ovio, right? That guy?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't, like.
Yeah, we know. We know. You need a fluffer.
Right.
You've heard it a million times. How about Jim Stansel? He looks like he's undercover.
Perfect.
He's Secret Service glasses on.
A store called Fags R Us, and they have your shorts ready.
I'm ready. I'm a boy's husky.
All right. We'll see you in a bit.
Thank
God
you.
God bless. MAGA.
MAGA. Yeah, I'm good. I've got a robe and everything. I got all kind of stuff here.
Where's your robe from?
It's a Darth Vader robe.
Oh, okay.
I'm Darth Vader.
Do you have a sponsor like Rocky?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah.
Some meat company.
Sponsored by Bojangles.
Yeah, Bojangles.
Because that's
right.
On the back.
And Hennessy.
That's right. You can't eat just one.
You got any questions for Brian for the big fight?
Before brain damage?
Did he do any actual boxing training or just the lifting?
Just the lifting. But I mean,
he made a lot of videos about his training, so yeah. That was good. That was
getting stronger. The only thing is like, I'm a little annoyed because Gina was supposed to make videos. We're supposed to like make this into kind of a video back and forth thing, and like nobody did anything. And Aaron was like, I'm going to promote this thing. And now it's like 2 hours beforehand, and they're like, we got gloves. I'm like, all right. So
yeah,
I thought there was going to be a little more of a build up, but I'm just going to, I have a lot of rage and disappointment and hate, and I'm just going to take it all out on Gina's face.
Good. Because you don't like him.
No, I really don't.
I mean, he's not a likable guy.
No.
He's drunk. He overdrinks and he overtalks.
I like almost everybody. I just thought when he came in, the two times I've had interactions with him, he's just been really disrespectful and rude to the show.
Like Will Rogers. Never met a man I didn't like.
Right, exactly.
Except Gina.
Never met a fist I didn't smell.
What?
I don't know.
That's a different book.
Yeah, right. Will Buck Rogers.
That's his X-rated book.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I finally, remember I told you I jerked off with that really rough towel?
Yeah, who's on Kumia's show today?
DeBono.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that the guy that does the Voss?
Yeah, so we can cut in at any time.
Anytime.
He's a real dud.
What's his first name, Milk?
Practically.
Yeah, great.
He emceed a cellar last week. I was like, oh, God, this crowd sucks.
How was Valley Forge? How were the shows?
That was the week before. It doesn't matter. I killed.
Okay, great.
What you want to hear?
Yeah.
Everybody kills.
Everybody kills.
Everybody kills online, on Facebook, Twitter. I killed.
Has a bad set.
Sold out.
Everyone has a bad set.
One girl. Anyway, I can't even go into all my problems. My wife says I spend too much time on Twitter.
Yeah, sure you do. Did you do the $10.99 for me?
I got everything ready to go.
All right, thank you.
All right. I like how we're working out all your finances.
I mean, Aaron's put himself on a show for my kid's school, which I could put him on. And
still here.
I'm happy to have him. He's very talented.
He's very good.
And muscular as shit.
Yeah.
I wish I could be that muscular.
Toned.
He's toned. I don't think you can drink a lot of water like that. I think there's like a pills, like salt pills you take.
He's Canadian toned.
Yeah. And he's sober too, right?
For now.
Aaron, can you hear me? Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm deaf. What did you say?
He did the deaf voice.
Yeah.
Like crashing. He did the deaf voice. Can you believe it?
What was your drug of choice when you're sober, right?
Oh, yeah. Red wine. I'd go about 3 bottles a day and Coke occasionally.
Okay.
And then testosterone injections and vape pen.
Wow, that's really,
that's a busy afternoon.
That's every Saturday, Gatorade.
Sober. But I'm fat now. I'm off season. I just start getting ready for the summer now.
Well, for your lifeguarding at the gay beach?
Yeah. I go to Fire Island all the time.
A lot. He goes there mostly at night, if you know what I'm saying.
This life.
They have that shrunken forest in Fire Island. And you guys heard of Fire Island, anybody?
Yeah.
Any girls here?
Keep asking that.
I'm just kidding.
But, Cricket.
Right? So I'm in Fire Island. They have this shrunken forest. There's these little trees. They have deer everywhere and shit.
For real?
Yeah, for sure.
A shrunken forest?
It's called a shrunken forest.
How big are the trees?
Tiny.
And the cocks are small, too?
No, on the contrary.
Huge cocks.
So I was on mushrooms, and I'm walking through.
I hate that at the shrunken forest.
I'm walking through this path. Come around the corner. It's just another guy blowing another guy. But I couldn't, like.
Excuse me, fellas.
So you know what? I'm in their country.
I'm looking for the miniature golf course.
Is there any girls here?
Yeah, right?
Any girls?
Is there a Bojangles around here? I want some white meat.
You're like, we got some Coke.
Oh, look, it's Brian.
That's what it sounds like.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have AIDS, do you? Because if you did, I just drank it.
Boy. Oh, good Lord. I think we should round robin. Let's do like why don't you fight Aaron?
No.
You can borrow
wrestle him, because that's what I really want to do with men.
We tie each other, and I'll have one glove, you'll have another glove.
Kevin, we just get oil, and we just wrestle, and we go, oh, whoops, nobody taped it.
Also in the hallway.
Whoops. Why'd we rent this hotel room? There's not even anyone here. This is silly. Let's do it again.
All right. Help me move this lamp.
Oh, you would better get ready, Brian McCarthy. Gina Biscotti has entered the building, and he is drunk. He's calling
worst.
Me a bad promoter.
I had to go get gloves. You want me fighting in a fucking hallway?
He's not even on mic. You can hear him.
He's actually on 7th Avenue. That's him.
Yeah.
Pizza's fucking gone. Fucking bullshit.
Oh,
are
shit.
Are you Berg happy? This is what you get.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
thanks
God.
For coming by.
I'm on my 5-hour energy. Live a little.
That really hurts coming from him.
Right.
I got trolled by Patton Oswalt.
Oh, don't talk over me. Suck a dick. And you people. Fucking terrorist, racist, sweet tits, eating disorder. Hi. This is what you get. And you. Oh, do another video. Funny man with a cute haircut and the guy in the boys' husky t-shirt. We're doing this now.
Yep.
I got busted. No, I took care of it. I know. I've got a house and a wife and kids I don't care about. And I do podcasts half naked. Suck a dick. We're doing this.
Great.
Here we go.
Look forward
to it. It's going to be a goddamn game. Now tell me to shut up. Because when I came in last time,
yep.
I was invited
by
ghosts that I invited to see
Get out of here. You're such a fucking bore. Honestly, get out of here. Whatever. Whatever, Gina. Okay, we'll see who the punching bag is. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You better keep him away. You better keep him away.
It's hard being a nice guy all the time. And then you wind up here buying boxing gloves.
Yep.
So kid bitch tits.
That's right.
Have a boxing match.
You're
Let's dance. You, I don't even know who you are. Fucking buy a shirt in your size.
All right.
How many times does he make fun of someone's shirt?
Drop the fucking mic.
Still going.
I'm fucking broken. Suck a dick. Go, Brennan. Hey, I gotta stay sober for Comedians of the Compound. What time is your spot, Brian? It fucking isn't.
Yeah. Is he done? I don't know. Does anybody find that? I mean, you guys are laughing to be polite, which is thank you.
Because they're scared.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't buy it. It's so manufactured and artificial. Like, I just don't buy it.
But is he, shouldn't they be separated, Garrett?
I don't want him anywhere near.
Shouldn't they be separated?
I don't want him anywhere near.
Kind of like a wedding, right?
Yeah,
he can't be here because they might. What if they start fighting before the fight?
I was afraid Gino would start throwing.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Uh oh.
Because honestly, the first, if he hits me the first time, it would be so great.
Gino, you gotta leave.
It's like,
Gino. Mommy's gotta leave before we're done.
Gino, they're kicking you out.
Of every.
E-Rock.
Your parents died of embarrassment.
They're both dead?
Yeah.
Gino's?
Yeah, Gino's.
Oh, you went on his Wikipedia?
No, I just heard from somebody.
Is it Wikipedia?
Let me ask.
His parents are dead, trust me. Why would I make that up?
Gino, are your parents both dead?
Can I
Oh my God. They're both dead. You're right, Brian.
Yep.
All your research is turning up correct. Yeah. For you.
Sure, the bodyhood. I couldn't help notice there was a couple of tombstones in South New Jersey that had biscotti written on them. And I was wondering if they were
even his parents are still talking and they're dead. Yeah, right. Even their thing, you can hear a bit of a thing.
Well, they're certainly not laughing, but they are talking. Nothing funny.
You better get him out, because I don't want you guys to fight before the things, though.
I mean,
whatever.
Don't like him.
No, I mean, like, what's to like? I don't know. It's fine. Like,
he's a loudmouth. He's an old-fashioned loudmouth at a bar.
I just don't buy it.
You don't buy? Well, he's not.
I'm just like,
to.
I'm somebody, look, I've been in prison. I've directed porn. I'm kind of like the real deal, you know? For him to be like, how many spots do you have? It's like, motherfucker, like.
My son asked me, Dad, have you been to jail? I go, yep. And then my wife goes, don't tell him that. I go, I have been to jail. So when I was
at your wedding.
Huh?
You tell him about the time I was almost at the wedding.
Yeah, so the point is, my wife's like, I think it's like street cred. My wife thinks it's an embarrassment, you know?
Yeah, well.
Kid, I don't want to say to my son, I've never been to jail. I mean, what kind of a fag am I?
Exactly. I've been to jail, but you see this old battle axe I'm married to? Like, I'm in it's no country club, son.
Like, go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Fraser pays. Yep. There you go.
Are you gonna drink? So are you gonna drink now?
Are we gonna
after the show?
Yeah. I mean, I have a bunch of people showing up for this. So my friend Brian, who's really 100% blind.
Oh God,
he's coming.
Oh. He may not make it.
He's gonna be here. No, he'll be here. Yeah. They fucking have this new app for blind people. It's a pilot thing where it's like Lyft, but everything's $5. So you can go from like here. He lives in Queens. From here to Queens for $5.
He's taking advantage of it.
How do you get on that?
Well, he's taking advantage of it. Like
no.
It's a van.
No.
Sorry. Any girls here?
Where you guys go up? Any place?
Yeah, where do you guys go up?
So wait, so you can get a, you can
it's
take
like a Lyft or an Uber
anywhere for $5 for handicap. Yeah. They should have that. Well, you should be able to travel for cheap if you're blind.
They already have Accessoride.
What's that? That's when
Accessoride
you.
Accessoride
like Uber pool for blind people.
Vans that go around town for people that are in wheelchairs. Or not wheel, disability.
Try to sneak in sometimes. Is this the wheelchair or is this the blind van? Because I'm blind.
Hammered.
That way a guy
stumbling
can
up to him.
That way a guy can kill
me. What's with all these wheels in here?
Right. It's a really nice van.
It's a really nice ride.
All right.
Oh, shit. How much more time?
Should we wrap it up?
Minutes.
We got to go to, because I don't want to not get paid.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're already not doing shows this week. I mean, this month. When are we off this month?
April 15th week.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to need some GoFundMe help that week because we're not doing shows that week.
Because of Easter or whatever?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that Easter week or before?
It's
before.
Yeah, it's right before.
It's the week before.
It's the week before, yeah.
It's going to be bad because I'll be.
Where do you spend Easter? Long Island?
My mother's in Jersey.
In New Jersey?
Yeah.
You have
a restaurant? My mother's?
Right. Yes. Yes, it's a restaurant.
Do you like your Easter eggs medium rare?
There hasn't been one fucking Brennan, you haven't touched me. You know that?
Nice body, man. Sorry. What do you want me to do?
I thought you weren't gay.
Today, by the way. How do you see the fight ending?
I'm a little concerned now because I thought we were wearing like novelty boxing gloves. I don't really.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't really feel like strapping on like regulation, like eight, two pound boxing gloves and like a mouth guard. And I just don't want to hurt him.
Just go in character like Roberto Duran, so because they're good boxers.
Look, if that guy did it, I mean.
Look, no mas, no mas.
He hit you one time, you go, no mas.
He's covering up.
I get hit once and I don't like it, I'm just going to stop.
Yeah, you just drop and don't get up.
Right.
We'll do
they're twitching.
We'll do a 10 count and then the fight's over.
I thought it'd be funny if you were like my referee, but yeah, you're not referee, coach, but you had on the side like Mickey.
Yeah.
Like, rock it, tell your part, rock.
Get out there.
Cut me, Mick.
Cut me, Mick. Hey. I got no place else to go. You're like, isn't that from Officer and a Gentleman? Like mixing all the movies. I got no place else.
That's Karate Kid 2.
Wax on.
Wax off.
Yeah. Or Karate Kid with...
Dun, 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 dun. That's Jaws.
Whatever happened to the girl that... Remember the movie where she was a boxer and Clint Eastwood was her coach? Anybody can...
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, Million Dollar Baby.
What happened to Hillary Swank? She like just fucking... Was it? She just kind of came and went. Right?
We don't need them for long. It's like having a hooker at a fucking bachelor party.
Yeah, once
you use them one time, then you get rid of them. Women are disposable in Hollywood.
Yeah, but like she was like a big deal for a while.
And then they give her an award, and then she goes away.
I guess you're right. It's probably that's exactly what it is. It's wild to me, you know? Like she kind of. And Clint Eastwood's still out there. Somebody sent me a PSA of Clint Eastwood, and he was like, from the mid-80s, he's like, I'm holding crack. He had like a vial of crack. And it's Garrett. Could you please pull up the Clint Eastwood crack PSA from the 80s, please?
Hey, Berg, get Gino out of here, because Brian's there. We don't want to fight before the fight.
Mark my words, Mr. Brennan, there will be no fight before the fight. You're paid per view. This is not a view. He looks angry.
He's right behind you. He's going to...
He has a shirt on that says...
Oh, I'm talking over Berg. I talk over everyone. You fucking short-haired, bald-headed Neil wannabe.
I can't believe you don't have a girlfriend.
Say it, talk over people again.
I can't believe you don't have a girlfriend.
While I'm talking over you, say it.
I think he's already
watch
in
our
the
show, you fucking... Hey,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, boy.
That was great.
I'll get him out of here.
Save him for the
you
ring,
be careful.
Boy.
Say it.
He's angry.
It's almost like I watch your show and tell everyone to watch it, but you don't watch ours.
I think he was playing possum.
Away.
Awful.
I think he was playing hallway, possum.
Gino.
Oh, have your Gatorade and your five-hour energy. I can't drink five-hour energy. It goes right to my cunt. Faggot!
Why are you making fun of his beverages? Those are good.
Those are good.
Ginseng.
Is this his rope-a-dope strategy?
Two hours and eight minutes until knockdown. Ding, ding.
Oh my God! What a nightmare.
Why don't you come over to my apartment later, Miss Lady Friend? I'm gonna show you a real man. You ever been raped by a guy with a mohawk?
Get him out of here! Get him out of here! I don't like him either. I don't like him when he's drunk. He won't shut the fuck up.
He's horrible.
He just keeps making fun of everybody's shirt. Like that's all he has. Hey, nice. Hey, sugar tits. Hey, nice shirt, Jim Stansel. It's like okay.
I don't get it. But listen, I don't.
I hope his liver. You know where his go for the fucking liver punches.
Yeah, well, let's not. I don't want to leave mine alone too. There's an agreement. No liver shots.
No liver shots.
Yeah, alcoholics aren't agreement.
Yeah. And in our corner, can we get like bottles at Jack?
No. Stay out. To keep an eye on Gino. Yeah, that's Gino's corner man.
Let's handle.
Oh, God, he's awful.
Oh, God, what a nightmare. Anyway, thank God I'm not boxing.
Are you going to stay for it? Are you going
to... Absolutely. Anything to get away from my wife and kids.
You watch me box your son. No mouth cards.
You should fight in Build-A-Bear. I think that'd be fun.
It would be fun. Just run around Build-A-Bear. Well, the problem is my ankle bracelet. I'm not allowed on Build-A-Bear right now.
Oh, shit.
Allegedly.
I'm kidding about my wife and kids. We're trying to make it work.
Are you really?
She's watching today because it's
free. Wife and the kids. The whole unit.
Whole gang's watching. Yeah. No, they're not.
I accused my kids of stealing my wallet the other day.
Did you really?
How did that come out?
I went to find my wallet. I went to find my, because I was switching pants. I had my night pants and my day pants. So I went to go for my night pants to get my wallet. And it was in the wrong pocket, you know? The first pocket, because I keep it in the right, because I'm straight, I keep it in the right back.
Of course.
My wallet in the back right. But it wasn't there. It was in the back left. So I said, you guys go in? Because sometimes my kids will just steal my wallet and fucking.
What do they do with it?
No, credit card. They buy some kiddie porn. Whatever the fuck the hell.
Whatever they watch.
Any porn a kid buys is going to be kiddie porn.
You're right. Good point. Yeah. Good point, Columbo.
Hey, not Charlie Shade. If you're 9 years old and you're got a cock in your ass, by definition, it's kiddie porn. I don't make it up. I'm just saying this. I'm sorry to bother you. Yeah, just one thing I can't understand is if you're 11 years old, you got a dick in your mouth, then why didn't you just swallow the cum? I don't understand. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Just saying.
You know Peter Falk? You know Peter Falk is?
Yeah.
How do you know Peter Falk?
Just from fucking growing up. I've heard that name fucking exactly. A million times.
You don't know Columbo?
No, I mean, I've heard. I don't know. Just
yeah, what do you hear? What is your uncles tell you stuff like Columbo? You
go, exactly.
What?
Just start laughing.
He's not on TV anymore. They just
cum bubbles. All of a sudden, I'm the one worrying about it. I'm just saying. Then it turns into Jackie Mason. Then you say, listen, a 5-year-old boy takes a lot of piss in his mouth, spits it out. I jerk off. I'm done. That's it. I go home.
So they had a roast.
Yeah.
They had one of those Dean Martin roasts.
Yeah.
And Peter Falk was all the way up. Rickles up. Peter Falk, I'm over here. he's so like blatant.
He's all in the corner.
Yeah, he goes, Peter Falk, I'm
over here.
That's the most blatant joke. He goes, Ruth Buzzy, you're a dog. He doesn't even try to like not be mean. He's just so blunt. Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
Rickles had a good one for Scorsese one time when he was roasting him.
Oh, that was
stand
hilarious.
On your, he goes, yeah,
give him some telephone book so he can see me. Even better ones when he goes after fucking Clint Eastwood.
What did he say about him?
Clint Eastwood's parents were there.
Yeah. What did he say to him?
I don't know. You got to watch it. Anyway, Dave Rath, once again, is at Generate, 310-255-0460. They should be taking calls. It's still pre-lunch there. Ask him, what the fuck is he doing trolling people on Facebook?
Why don't you really give out your brother's phone number right now? Just fucking. It's a free Monday.
Yeah, I'll do it next Monday.
Okay.
I was going to do it today, but then I'm like, I already got in a fight with my mom on Friday.
What'd she do?
About Neil?
Just about everything.
Didn't pick her up at Bojangles. Got burned by the fryer.
She's waiting for an Uber at Bojangles in the last couple hours.
I was yelling at her so bad that at some point I thought she hung up.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello? She's like, I'm still here.
What are you yelling
here.
About?
How old is your mother?
My childhood. She's 85. She can take it.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up, Gino.
Yeah, he's awful.
Yelling about the pizza out there.
I think he's at 34th Street, too. Oh, breaking wind here. Yeah, we're all listening to him, too. It's just horrible. Whatever. So you're doing a show tonight. So for those of you who are in...
Oh, yeah, we're doing the fucking compound. What do we call it here?
Men of the...
Comedians of the Compound.
Comedians of Compound.
Men of the Compound.
Yeah!
That's a different show.
They're back, a motherfucker. Yeah. Taste my cum.
That's the real boxing match later.
Men of the Compound. Where angels fear to tread.
Comedians at a Compound at the West End. Was it West
side.
End?
West Side.
I've never been there. It's West nice. Side Comedy Club.
Below a taco joint.
Huh?
Below a taco joint.
Yeah. But they make it seem like it's this fancy restaurant. It's not, right?
Taco place.
It's a little club, too, right?
Taco stuff with lobster.
Not bad. It's good size. It's good
lobster stuff taco.
What is it again?
Lobster stuff with tacos. I don't know. It's from The Simpsons. What do you want from
it? Oh, is it? Oh, now you're quoting The Simpsons?
I know, right?
I think it's from Family Guy. What episode? Episode 411.
Oh, the way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade.
All right, so I'm at where am I this weekend? Saratoga Springs.
Nice.
Upstate.
Comedy Works?
You take whatever. You take 90, you keep going. When you get to Albany, keep going straight. Don't take that left.
No. You'll end up in Wyoming.
Yeah, don't go to Syracuse.
No.
Go north. Go... Take the signs to Montreal and then get off at Saratoga Springs.
And if you hear people speaking French, you've gone too far. Fever, I just met her. What are your plugs, buddy? What do you got?
Nothing, just brianmckenna.com.
You're doing stuff with Brewer still, right?
Yeah, I mean, I got stuff with him, but...
You can plug that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is he going to come on the show? You never asked
him. He says he will.
He says a lot of things.
No, but he was in the city the other night, and I texted him, but he was doing a private gig. He wasn't like doing any radio shows or anything. He did the Bonfire, then he had to do a private gig.
That's why I asked, because I saw him do the Bonfire. Yeah.
He was on the Bonfire. He loves you. He was talking about it on the Bonfire.
Oh, he's talking about me? I would get so mad. Right here.
Right next to it.
Oh.
I think it's funny when it, because when my Twitter, I mean, my Twitter was crazy, but it, my Twitter followers go up, and it does. I mean, it's like, even what, if you're,
because of the
you know, all the thing, and then with this one guy, the guy who wrote the book, she's just not in, she's not that into you.
Followed you?
No, he. I already know the guy.
Oh, okay.
But then he's friends with all those guys. But then he responded to my article, the Forbes article. I have it pinned, and he sent me a thing. Hey, congrats, man. So I know he's like kind of conflicted because he's friends with all those West Coast guys. And but he's like, hey, so I know it's like the, even if you're a fucking troll, you still get attention. You know what I mean? You still get more followers and shit. I don't want that. I'm not a professional troll like Chad is. You know, I try to be a businessman about it. But still, it does. As Brian likes to say, it does move the needle.
Move the needle.
Yeah, which is important.
Sorry to wake you. Move the needle.
We had a condo.
Is it fight time now?
No, I'm getting in the zone.
Did somebody punch me?
Yeah. I will crush you. Go for it.
So go ahead. What are your plugs? Brian, tonight, the fight tonight?
Fight tonight, baby. 5:30. You can watch it on Compound Media. It's free Monday. And then, of course, BrianPMcCarthy.com. Hilarious merchandise. Go to the shop. Click on gay for pay for your...
one of your T-shirts?
Yeah, I think so. I've got tons of T-shirts now. No, Bruce is like T-shirt.
Why
crazy.
Are you wearing fag white shoes?
Because I'm gay.
He walks all in right. like he's an aging male stripper.
Well,
this big pony shoes.
Ryan Cassidy said I'm a backstreet man.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But what are we gonna do with Gino? Is he just gonna sit there? Because
get more drunk.
No, but Brian wants to fight him now. If he doesn't, if he's not here, they're really gonna have to be separated.
I'll keep them separated.
All right, just walk him down to the hallway, down to the ladies' room.
Got security there to keep them separated.
All right. So, and then the fight will be at 5:30 today.
Let's do 5:30. We'll come here. We'll do blood alcohol levels.
Sure.
All right.
And then we'll do the
on Kumia show. On Kumia show, we'll do all that.
Yeah, and then we're going to West Side Comedy Club.
Yeah, we just plugged that.
Yeah, they got great tacos.
Maybe get a little booger
lobster
sugar?
Tacos?
No, shrimp, brisket, steak.
Mm.
They got this fried chicken taco, which you'll love.
Bojangles.
Why will I love it? Because I love black
you
pussy.
You live in Jersey.
You hear about that girl who got into the wrong Uber and now she's dead?
No.
All right, well.
Pick up a newspaper, genius.
I wish she would have called in.
I think the driver's booked on tomorrow's in hot water.
They got him from jail. All right, so everybody watch the fight at 5:30, maybe earlier, maybe 5:15, depending on how drunk they are. I don't want them to be too drunk, right?
I want them pretty drunk. I think it's more fun, and I think they're less likely. We got to make sure that they don't get really injured. That's our... one of our top 7 priorities.
All right.
Right.
All right, thanks, everybody. Thanks to the booth.
Thank you, guys, ding, for watching. Ding. See you later.
I got blisters on my fingers!